Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 53 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees.
KLBF, the 88 RVP.
KATO monitoring 33.
Good morning. 0700 hours. Showers. 55 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees.
Deal, listening 33. Okay, hey, Deal, listening 33.
Morning, WAYRC.
Good morning, WAYRC, is it?
Yeah, Whiskey Yankee Romeo Charlie. Name is Mike. Over here in Lapeer. Our heat wave petered out there real quick. Looks like we got a... Today, well, it's not bad. I mean, 66 is better than winter.
Yeah, that's very true. Very good, Mike. Pleasure to meet you. They call me Doc. And, well, you know, long ago I coined a saying for Michigan. I would always say, well, this is Michigan. If you like the weather, just wait. You won't.
Yeah, that's for sure. Subjects should change. Even a weatherman gets it wrong and they still have a job. I'm not sure how that works, but... Anyway, yeah, we're just playing around in the shack. I'm not exactly sure what on the agenda today. Made a couple of FTA call contacts, and then back over here studying for the extra strain of my brain.
Yeah, I've looked at the extra exam, the current one here. It's a little bit on the tough side. Because I don't do digital. So I look at the digital questions, and I go, well, geez, I don't know. Then I look the answer up so that I'll sort of know, but I don't really know because I don't use the mode. And very good. Well, pleasure to meet you. It's been a long time since I talked to anybody in Lapeer. We're currently at the moment in Hemlock. The XYL had to have a procedure in Saginaw at the hospital this morning, and now she's indoors at the Senior Citizen Center here. And I have no interest in that, so I'm kind of sitting out here tinkering. This is a relatively new Baofeng handheld, the Model 8. I think it's F8HP. So far, seems to be a pretty good little radio. I'm vastly surprised for the money.
Yeah, they kind of got a bad reputation. They'd say, well, they're too cheap. It must be made cheap, but sounding good. So if it works, don't complain, right? not a bad little throw-around radio. I know if you would say camping or something or hiking, but hey, whatever works, you know. Yeah, I have been studying. I was out of amateur radio probably, I don't know, I raised kids and I got a ticket, my first ticket in 1979. And then I was president of Ham Radio Club here in Lapeer for 9 years and did this, did that. So I was in it for quite a while. Then I got out of it. Probably, almost 20 years probably. And I got back into it. I had a TH-78 handheld, Kenwood TH-78, I think it was called. And then I had a TS-520 Kenwood. So it's Morse code and sideband. That's all I did. And so time went by, and next thing I know, I get back into it, and it's like all solid state, all... Well, no tubes, what the heck? All this digital stuff, so I've been straining my brain on all that. I think I'm kind of caught up, but there's always more, you know, to learn.
Well, yeah, and it's good to learn it. It keeps the mind working and keeps you active. That's for sure. Oh, yeah, it's somewhat similar. I went through hot and heavy periods and then backed away for a while. I came back to the club now, and they asked me to take on the trustee of the club. I've been the trustee of this club 30 years ago, for gosh sakes. But anyway, Well, I did, and I thought, well, you know, I'm going to have to get something. If I'm going to be responsible for these repeaters, I at least got to be able to, if somebody says this or that's going on, I got to have something I can turn on. So since this was a tri-bander for $69, I said, well, golly, for how much I'm going to use it, it's just fine. But I've had it for, I don't know, 10 days now, and it's a darn nice little radio. I've got some Yaesu 2-meter handhelds and others from, you know, through the years that I've had, but the quality on this, the build quality seems to be very good. Very happy with it so far. Anyway, and it's raining, and she's in there having a good time, so I'll just sit out here. And she had to have a procedure at the hospital, so she was sleeping for a while afterwards, and I used that to go through the manual on this. At first, I thought this thing was a piece of garbage as far as you know, making it work and do what you want, but after reading through the manual about 10 times in a row, it's starting to make a little sense. K-8-D-O.
Say, call K-8-D-O. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, you're in between, what, 75 and 127 there off 46, the Hemlock. So, I think, I know I've been by there because I've always taken 46 across, I've taken 46 all the way across to Kent City, so I've been that way many years ago. Anywho, I'm going to go back to studying. And you said $69, that paid the taxes on my radios, which I'm kicking myself, I think. That sounds pretty good, so. Oh, well. There's always something cheaper, and it works just as well. I got to get out of here. I got to study. I'm going to try to take a test at the next meeting. Oh, by the way, I'm the club trustee for Lapeer, so our tower's bent over right now, so we're in kind of in makeshift mode right now. 7-3, I'm going to talk to you later. W-8-Y-R-C.
Okay, very good. Before you duck away, Mike, what happened to the tower? Well, just wind or what?
Yeah, years ago we got on this county tower over by a school, probably a 100-foot tower. And I don't know if it was straight line winds, tornado, but that whole area got tore up. The trees down everywhere, people's yards and everything. Well, I don't know, it's been a month and a half ago maybe. So anyway, the tower folded right over. Didn't twist or nothing. It just folded. So I got a funny feeling it was a straight line wind. But the shed's still there, you know. So, but it tore up that whole area. So now our tower is about half the size, and I'm trying to find a different location. We don't have a whole lot of things real tall over here, so I'm not sure what we're up against here, what we're going to do yet.
Okay, very good. Yes, I remember that particular storm. I was worried about my stuff, too. I did have some wire antennas come down, but that was a minor issue. All right, the XYL is back, and we are headed for home. So 73 is my friend. My pleasure making your acquaintance. We'll look for you again. K-8-D-O.
K-8-D-O or W-8-D-O?
It's Kilo 8. I wanted the W-8-D-O-C, but they wouldn't give it to me. They said it was taken. So they offered me this, and I took it.
Yeah, real good. Yep, I brought you up there. Real good. I'll catch up with you later. 73 W-8-Y-R-C.
K-8-D-O.
Good morning, 1100 hours, cloudy, 56 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees.
NAWCB. NAWCB. This is KYNU.
KYNU. This is NAWCB. Good evening to you. Well, time was wound around. Last weekend you worked, and this weekend you're off. How'd we do today?
Oh, it was bad. It was just nonstop 911s. I think I angered the dispatch gremlins or something.
Oh boy, that's bad today. That's a typical Thursday there before a long weekend. Well, I guess you were due. I guess you had some things you were able to kind of sit back, do your own thing, and sit back up. I guess today was. was in one of those 10 September 30.
No, no, it was 9-1 today, and it was just call after call after call, and I don't know. This is any impression of what summer's going to be like. It's just going to be bad.
I think probably a tune-up for it. Yeah, probably fasten your seatbelts on that one. The houses are out. The pool is getting close to getting out. Things to come, I guess. I say fasten your seatbelts.
Right, right. How was your day today?
Pretty productive. Most of the week we've been doing some trimming and pruning and things like that outside the last 3 days. I'm trying to deal with the doctors and my prescription again. Psoriatic arthritis medicine. We're going round and round on that. They're trying to make some contact by radio. We've done that the last couple of 3 days. Got on a little bit. Nothing locally here. I tried even an echo late today, but no go. But that's all right. But other than that, we're doing pretty good. Enjoying the weather.
Yeah, that's right. I heard the weather was really nice today. Supposed to get better over the weekend, so outside of some possible storms tomorrow, but yeah, it's going to be good. I'm glad you guys are able to enjoy a little bit outside, and there's always another time for contacts. There's always somebody else on at other times, so.
Yeah, that's it. You know, and then, you know, your folks are, working during the day and that. And that's okay. You know, it's good to try the bands and to get on EMR this week. But, okay, there's plenty of time to do these things and trying to listen a little bit. Didn't get on the double nickel net the other night.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to tonight's net. I'm excited about it. Mike's got it tonight, so it's going to be a good net. Did you check into Wayne County's last night?
I did, yes. They had a good net down there last night. A lot of good discussion. A lot of things going on down there. But yep, we were able to get in. Sounds like they they read us, which I'm not quite happy about. But I enjoyed it last evening. Were you able to listen? I heard something about you went on a date last night.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, I didn't hear anything. I went out on a date, so that was more important, and that was a lot more fun. But, we enjoyed the evening, kind of spent some time together, and catch Mission Impossible, supposedly the last one, but we'll see. I think there's more Mission Impossible coming, but it was a good night, though. We just enjoyed each other's company and had a good night overall.
NAWCD. Well, I'm glad for you. You guys need those date nights and those adult times together, whether it's going to a simple restaurant or going someplace particular or places. Just again, that's
yeah, it's definitely needed, you know, investing in each other and spending time in, you know, spending time with each other. That's extremely important, and you know, taking that time to get together and to hang out. So that's important. It really is. It was good. We enjoyed it.
Yeah, especially as busy as you've been, a lot of, with work, with a lot of the marathon trips you've been working, and a lot of AR-PFC activity going, definitely that family time, and again, husband and wife time there is important there to connect, to communication, to fellowship, and all those things. So I'm telling you that. Glad for you in that way.
Okay, Ryan, you? Yeah. It's good. It's good. It really is. And I didn't take a radio yesterday. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna leave my radios home and got my phone on me if anything happens. But overall, it was a good night. It really was. A good time together. So, but next time maybe I'll hop on the net there for Wayne County. But last night was important. So.
Yeah, I agree. Thinking about you saying that you left your radio at all. Probably should have done that myself back in yesteryear. Just ask for Bob. It's been a little bit more sensitive in that way, but you always sit down at a restaurant and somebody tells them, hey, do you work for this? Or like, yeah, next thing you know, they're talking about their problem or whatever. I think Bob sometimes told me, left your radio at home.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like I didn't want the radio to be a distraction. And, I usually have something on me all the time, and I'm like, well I'm going to leave it home, and if anything happens, I got my phone. I mean, I'm still reachable, and I've got good backup. Mike and Paul and Wally and Ron, they're good guys. They know what they're doing. They don't need me to tell them what to do. They've got it covered. So, it was good. Like I said, I wanted that time. And, my wife is very, very gracious about things. And, she lets me, play radio when I can. And so I don't wanna mess up on something like that. I wanna to have that opportunity, and my wife's important, so I just wanna make sure that she knows that. So I'm just gonna put all my attention towards her.
I agree in that regard. A little bit more sensitive to those things today. And, I got a phone, but, if I need a radio, I've got a co-link on my phone now. So that's a nice feature. It was interesting last night. We were watching a video of Cam and his wife, and we were doing Coda. And, she was knitting or whatever, Mom was saying, he's really, dominating all of this. And thankfully, though, they spent some time in town afterwards. They were videoing it. And you got to buy some things. They had a nice restaurant, motel and that. And, for Mom to perk up like that, it's definitely interesting, like you're saying.
guys, you know, if you're married or whatever, just, you know, put your wife first. And, invest in your wife because your wife's your best friend and she's there for you. It's pretty cool. It's the stuff.
I think that's a good perspective to keep there, you know, get priorities of, you know, God and family and those types of things. Hobbies are good and things that we can enjoy, like I say, and putting in the right perspective of that, just get out of order, kind of just a little bit frustrating. Again, a lot of the consideration too is, you know, is price, is what you're choosing it for, and the, you know, the bells and whistles and options that you have on it. So, like I say, I was thinking again the other day, you know, pretty much at the point in life, but it's just like to try to keep it simple if I can, and I think that makes it easier in the long run. But, you know, each their own, in that way.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Simple is good. It's nice. Easy to work on, and easy to figure out and stuff. But sometimes the bells and whistles are nice. I don't know.
Yeah, I get you there. You know, years ago I just did simple car that, just started and it went, it might have had an AM and FM in it, but, crank windows, didn't need an air conditioner, power windows, power seats, air conditioning, climate control, all those kinds of things. So, yeah, I think it's good that way.
Yeah, and I look at it this way. I work hard for my money, so you know what? Hey, some little bit of spoiling isn't too bad once in a while. You know, you gotta have something nice.
Yeah, that's it. It's to be able to, have the income, or have to pay it back or whatever, and you're able to get that. Like I say, if it works for you, if it falls within your needs or falls within your means, absolutely, definitely go for it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, well, Dan, I'm home. I'm going to head in here and unwind for a little bit. We got the net here in about 30 minutes or so. So I'm going to sit back, relax, and then check into the net here. But appreciate the good conversation on the way north, and appreciate you coming along. Hopefully you guys have a good night. Enjoy your evening, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Absolutely, yes. Appreciate the ride along there, and like I said, good conversation there tonight. But the weekend awaits you there, and so definitely let you head on in and tell everyone hello and relax a little bit, enjoy the net, have some dinner, and maybe sleep in tomorrow, who knows. But tell everyone hello. 73 and the family, and stay close. Catch you down the page there. NAWCB is clear on your file. Have a great evening.
You too, Dan. You too. Tell Mom we said hi. And 73s and 80s to Mom. KYNU. All stations, this is KYNU, the ARPSC net. We'll start in about 10 minutes.
Attention stations on frequencies, the Macomb County ARPSC net will start in about 10 minutes.
TOTDIS. VHF hub connected to LaPierre VHF. Node 3753146 connected to LaPierre VHF. Node 3753146 disconnected. Node 28277 disconnected. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Partly cloudy. 58 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 57 degrees.